The Miners' winter sports seasons came to a close in thrilling fashion. The Park City Hockey Club completed their most successful season in school history in the state playoffs last week. On Monday night, a do-or-die game, the Miners beat Viewmont 2-1. They had goals from Will Radovan and Will Mealy, but the story of the night was the goalkeeper. When starting goalie Brent O'Connell started puking his brains out about 3 o'clock, they knew he couldn't go, and it was senior Cam Kincaid called into duty. And what a job he did, making save after save, including one as time ran out, to secure the Miners' victory. And that put the Miners in the decisive championship game on Friday night, with the Steiner Ice Center packed and the Miner Nation bringing more fans than the Viewmont Vikings did, who are a school of 2,000 students. All were witness to the best high school hockey game in state history. The Miners got an early goal from Noah Pransky, but Viewmont evened it up just a couple minutes later. And then with just 6 minutes to go in the game in the third period, Will Mealy, a sophomore, found the net for the fourth time in the playoffs to get the lead back. But the Miners couldn't hold on, and then just with 50 seconds left in the contest, the Vikings scored on a wraparound. The final game would then go into 3 overtimes, and with the building rocking and no one in their seat, the Vikings found the net and the title, winning 3-2. So the boys, they did take second in the state. What a fantastic season it's been. They finished with 17 wins, and they were playing in a game that will be remembered for a long time in the Utah hockey world. All right, on to the spring sports. Boys soccer, coming off their second-place finish in state last year, got their season underway with a blasting of Roland Hall 6-0. Charlie Moffitt, Garrett McGee, back from a broken leg, Gunnar Gunnarsson, Michael Holzrichter, Mitch Martino, and Will McFarland all found the net. Connor Dawson, the goalie, he got the shutout. The Miners then traveled south to take on a couple of tough Southern 3A teams in Hurricane and Dixie. They fell to Dixie 2-1, Holzrichter scoring the lone goal for Park City, and then they were shut out by Hurricane 2-0. The Miners are off until next week. Girls lacrosse opened their season in a tournament down in Las Vegas. They did win the game on Friday, but the rest of the results for them the weekend were not available at this time. We'll get those to you next week, I hope. The girls will be at Jordan on Tuesday at 5 o'clock and then at Lone Peak on Thursday at 5 p.m. On the diamond, the Miners baseball team scheduled to open up their season today down at Grantsville, something they do every year is start their season there. The first pitch is set for 3 o'clock. Then the boys, they'll be traveling south into St. George area for games against Morgan, Hurricane, Richfield, and then a to-be-determined team. Those games will take place on Friday and Saturday. Also, softball opens their season up this week with a game at Kearns on Wednesday at 3:30. Final note, Coach Mike Werner was named the 3A Swim Coach of the Year for the girls, and it could be argued he should have got it for the boys as well, as they won state with an amazing story considering their youth and only had 10 boy swimmers. That's what's going on in the Miner Nation. The report has been brought to you by the Park City High School Booster Club, the UPS stores, the law offices of Todd Wakefield, and the Elliott Work Group. I'm Scott Chester, and this has been this week's Miner Nation Report.